I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us is an old friend of the program on behalf of Pilot Flying J. It's Pete Thomas. Pete, how are you, friend?
Oh, I tell you, I am absolutely wonderful. I'm glad to be here, of course, with you, Eric. Glad to talk to you, and always glad to hear you on the show back there in Michigan.
You know, it's just really great that you stopped by, because people, if you didn't make the Great American Trucking Show this year or didn't make the Mid-America Show this year, you didn't see some, you missed some really great moments with Pete, because you were motivating drivers. You were all over the show floor motivating drivers. And, of course, at Pilot Flying J, you're doing the same thing with
Absolutely.
Pete's Picks, and
right.
an initiative that's been going on for quite some time. Get us caught up. For those who don't know,
yeah.
what are you doing with Pilot Flying J?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I thank you for mentioning it. You know, we are here, and we're really talking to inspire and motivate drivers to be healthy.
Right, right.
And we know that's no easy task.
Right.
You know, I think about drivers, as I travel around the country, one of the things that I'm able to look at as I work with different companies, you see safety videos of mm-hmm. drivers, and it always highlights some of the negative things that you see, which are so very minimal. And what I thought was, when I saw these safety videos, wow, imagine if they put a video on me, how poorly I drive, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so this has given me a perspective that drivers are really, professional drivers are the protectors on the road. If you
yeah.
think about it, they're
yeah.
the professionals.
Right.
We're just average, and we do a horrible job, you know? And so we need drivers to be healthy
yeah.
for the long term.
Right.
I need professional drivers on the road who are healthy, who aren't sluggish, who have got
right.
plenty of energy.
Right.
And so that's what we're working here with Pilot Flying J to do, to talk to drivers about the healthy initiatives, the foods that we have in the Pilot Flying J's that a driver could really gravitate towards, because I need you personally. I know I'm not the best driver. I need
mm-hmm.
you on the road as
yeah.
a professional driver to pay attention. And when you eat bad food, it's going to lower your blood sugar levels, and they're going to go all over the place, and you're going to have low energy. And I just need you as healthy as possible. So
yeah.
come here and talk to me, and we're going to share a bunch of tips with you.
And we're moving into that time of year, Pete, where you need to be thinking more and more about your immune system
yes,
as we move into cold and flu season, as it starts to get colder. But the
right.
idea is that, and we've heard it from drivers over the years, you know, if I'm sick, then I'm down. The truck's
That's
not
right.
rolling. I'm not making
Absolutely.
Money.
That's
so
right.
This comes down to productivity, but it also comes down to your overall well-being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know? And when you talk about that, really one of the best ways that you can affect your own health is to get moving. So I've always preached the same thing. We got mind, mouth, and muscle. So as you pull into a Pilot Flying J, you get your fuel, and you know that you're going to get your shower. Before you even get that shower, go for a walk.
Yeah.
And so start walking around the travel center. Make sure you get out and get some activity. And I was talking to a gentleman here, and he'd lost approximately 42 pounds in 5 months.
Wow.
5 months. Just
wow.
by walking.
Just by walking.
Just by walking. It's me. He said, the first time I started out, I did a mile in about 35 minutes. 1 mile, 35 minutes. He said, now I do 2 miles in under 30 minutes, and I've got plenty of energy. He said, yeah, I've got old knee injuries. He says, the military pays me for that left knee. You know?
Right,
says,
right.
The fact is, I get out, I get moving right there before I even go in to get my shower.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then I go in and I feel much better. And so it's, as you mentioned, when you're talking about your immune system, your endorphins will there will be a release of endorphins, and serotonin levels will go up as you exercise.
Right.
And that's going to be really a natural immune booster. And just think how simple and how cheap that is, a walk
yeah. Yeah.
or some push-ups or jumping jacks right,
right
outside the truck.
And if you think about it, Pete, on the road, there's enough of us four-wheelers that will help you raise that blood pressure.
That's right.
You don't need your diet to do that.
I'm one of them. Absolutely
know?
Right. You're absolutely
yeah.
right. And, you know, back in Michigan, we're going to get hit with the cold weather a lot
yeah,
earlier than other
right.
people. We're already down in the 50s and 60s and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And you're absolutely right. When I think about how many times I've accidentally cut in front of a driver earlier than I should have,
yeah.
you're absolutely right. We drivers, we're going to raise that heart rate up. But the other thing is, you mentioned, that raises your blood pressure up, that gets your heart rate, is that extra stomach fat, that
yeah.
extra weight
yeah.
on your arms
right.
and all
right.
of that kind
right.
of stuff. And so we want to minimize that as much as possible. I want your blood pressure to be, you know, in the right range. I want your mm-hmm. heart rate, your resting heart rate, to be in the right area. And it's not just for me, but it's for the driver, the professional driver, your family back at home.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you bring goods to my local Walmart, or you
yep.
bring it to the Best Buy. I appreciate that you bring all those local goods to me. But more importantly is your family back home. If
yep.
you're healthy for them, then that's the greater impact that you're going to have on all of society, because your kids are going to go on and they're going to have kids.
Yeah. And how often, I can't tell you, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard a driver tell me during my downtime at home, the only thing I can do is lay down.
That's right.
No, we want you up and about and enjoying that time out at that baseball game, out at that party.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Maybe it's just getting up and heading to a movie, whatever it might be.
That's it.
Because that time can't be replaced.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things in my role here with Pilot Flying J, we had a chance to go into pilot travel centers and talk to drivers. And I always gravitate. Number one, I gravitate toward the drivers that are healthy. And there are plenty of them that walk in the door. And I say, what have you been doing for the last, you know, however many decades? And I remember talking to a Josh back in Michigan at a Pilot Flying J there. And he said, you know, I had in my mind that one day I was going to retire. And so I just pay attention. When I come in here, I make sure that I gravitate towards the right food. I pay attention. I have the nuts and the jerky, and I have the salads, and I have the boiled eggs.
Right.
I just naturally do that because one day I am going to retire. But even before I retire, I want to be able to go to my child's baseball game. And
yeah.
I want to sit there,
yeah.
and I want to sit in the stands. I don't want to draw unnatural attention. I don't want anybody to think, oh, I'm the fat dad.
Right,
you know?
Right,
and so
right.
I love my kids. And so it's really, it's that, I really call it that you need to set some great goals if you're going to start this. It's not just saying I'm going to set a goal to lose weight, but I want to lose weight. Why? Because the people at home really matter. My wife loves me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to be a great dad or mom to my kids.
Right, right.
Those are the real reasons to think about your health.
Yeah, and it's so great because you don't have to, it's real simple. As you mentioned, put on some good shoes and go for a walk.
That's right.
You
That's
don't
right.
have to do, don't try and enter any contests, you know, that are going to have you up on stage, you know,
That's right.
in 1 month.
That's
no,
right.
The idea, one day at a time.
Absolutely.
Real simple. Now
That's
they're going to walk into Pilot Flying J. They're going to see Pete's Picks right there.
That's right. You're going to have Pete's Picks. And so what Pete's Picks are, they're what we call a fluid, a filler, and a feast for any meal that you want to have. So, for instance, we've got them for all the restaurants at Pilot Flying J, also right there in the travel center. They're better options. They're healthier options available right in the travel center. You can just look at the Pete's Picks, and you can say, okay, this is a little bit healthier than that. It's one of those choose this, not that type of things.
Right, right.
And so whenever I travel, I go into Pilot Flying J, I'm making sure that I'm going to have a fluid, a filler, and feast. And so I'm going to have a water or a Diet Pop. The filler is going to be the salad, or it's going to be the boiled eggs. And then for the feast, you can have a piece of pizza. You just can't have 900 pieces of pizza and expect to be healthy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I tend to gravitate towards the grilled chicken myself.
Yeah.
And so whatever restaurant you're at, there is a way to eat healthier at each of those locations. You can go in and ask for Pete's Picks right at a pilot.
It's all about balance.
It is.
Nothing wrong with having a little bit of candy, as you mentioned, maybe a piece of pizza.
That's right.
Don't have the whole bowl of candy.
That's right.
Don't have the whole pizza.
Absolutely, because we've got other options there for you. You know, and when it comes to snack food, you can have the fresh fruit. You can have the beef jerky. You can have the nuts. There are things there. We've got it there for you because you've asked for it. So we've got it. Now we just need you to write down the reasons that you should do it.
Yep.
And we'll keep giving you what you need to be healthy on the road.
Well, it's great and a great initiative. Go into Pilot Flying J. I know I do. I right there on 335, just off of I-40, the I-40 interchange with 287 in Amarillo.
Come on.
I stop in at that Pilot Flying J,
yes,
and I fill up.
Absolutely.
And I go in, and
That's
I know
right.
what to look for.
Absolutely. And
it's already done for me.
It is. It's already done, and I'm off of Baker Road, I-94. And the drivers go down I-94 and Baker Road. If you come off Baker Road, you go north or south. I've got a PFJ, Pilot Flying J on both sides, and that's where I'm at.
There you go. Pete, always great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the show. I know we will talk again soon.
Absolutely. We sure do it. And God bless you and on your new arrival, the new grandbaby.
Well, thank you. He's doing, Mr. Liam is doing so
that's
well.
Awesome.
He's growing fast.
That's good. And
love
he's
it.
Got that great middle name. And so
yes.
the royalty
Liam,
is in his
Liam
in his
Harley, yes.
Oh, Liam Harley.
He wears that with pride.
He wears it well.
Absolutely. Thank you
Thank
so
you
much,
so much,
Pete.
Eric. God bless.